sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Nathan Goldfarb. This was the marriage of the daughter, Haraora, to Jeremy Williams, and it was to build a bias nemon bistro. This gives me room for two tests. Live, I don't know where you live. What? Okay, maybe I don't have a poster. Whoever is making noise out there in phone land, if you can mute yourself. Okay, we are Yudim and Aleph, and we are up to. What?
Three more
plots. We're finished with Shimshon. We had one Amud on Shimshon. No, we're talking about other people now. We're talking about Shaul, Avshalom, Tzitzkiyo, Asa. We mentioned Shimshon as one of five. We're finished talking about Shimshon. Well, a little bit more. I can't say not at all. But very little bit more. Let me just say, once you brought it up, that the Svarim had a rule. I don't know who the source of this is. That if something is in a Masechta, it's not there haphazardly. It's there because the theme of the Masechta includes that as part of what the Masechta is supposed to teach us. Gittin has Churban Beis HaMikdash. Not haphazard that Churban Beis HaMikdash ended up in Masechta's Gittin. Because Gittin is divorce, and Churban Beis HaMikdash is some, again, it's not a divorce, Rabbi Hashem still loves us, but it's a similar kind of act. Kedushin is Kenyan, because the whole concept of marriage is that one acquires an acquisition. Therefore, the half of Kedushin or a good portion of Kedushin is talking about Kenyan. It's not haphazardly that it ended up in Masechta's Kedushin, right? So, Mida Keneged Mida is an integral part of the Limud of Saita. We spent a few blots on Mida Keneged Mida, because Mida Keneged Mida is part of the lesson of Saita. There's a Mida Keneged Mida, and it shows in Saita. If you notice, all the other examples are individuals. This happened to Avshalom, and this happened to Shimshon, and this happened. I'm not belittling it, Chas V'Shalom. But the lesson that happens to everybody, that could happen to anybody, is Saita. The Torah prescribed a procedure, protocol, for Saita that is Mida Keneged Mida. So all the others are examples of how Mida Keneged Mida happened. In the Torah, Mida Keneged Mida is written by Saita. Saita shows us how things work Mida Keneged Mida. Now, the Gemara brings many examples that this happened. But the protocol of Saita, that's why in Masechta Saita, there's a huge discussion of a number of lot of Mida Keneged Mida. Because that's part of what Saita teaches, is supposed to teach us. Yes, Doctor.
I know this is good
stuff,
but I don't know.
Toby, I said I don't know the source. It's going to be very well.
Also, if you're not divorced, it would seem that one of the attributes of the marriage to Olaf is that you can't divorce it after up until the 10th century.
Okay, I'm not going there now. It's not the discussion now. It's a different time, not for now. We are on Dr. Nimit Aleph. It's hard to locate our thing, but I'll try. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20th line from the bottom. Amalei Mar, the end of the line is Mar. Amalei Mar Zutra, the Rebbeinu of Nachman, the Rebbeinu of Nachman. Azutra, the son of Reb Nachman, asked his father, Heichi Dami Panagora, what is Panagora? What does it feel like? Amalai, so he told him, Kemecha de Basar Chai. It hurts like needles stuck into raw skin, raw flesh. Back to Gemara, Minah Yada. How would Reb Nachman know that? So to Gemara, Heichi Dami Mechashav Chashbe. Some say he suffered from it. Heichi Dami Amri, Merabi Shamalai, Yad Masaira. Hashem tells his secrets to those who fear him and his covenant to inform them, meaning some people just are told Min HaShemayim how things are. Rashi. No Rashi. Not the Gemara. Darish Rava. But Meiman Nenesh Asa. What did Asa do that he should get punished? Right? When he got old, Chola Esraglov. Right? What did he do that deserved that punishment? Dr. Gemara Sha'asangariya Batamina Chachamim. There's a story in Navi that there was a king Basha over Malchus Yisrael that had built, or Asa had built, a tower against him, and then it wasn't necessary, so he had people move away the stones. It was a major job. And he mobilized everybody, as the Gemara will say, to come do this job, including Talmid HaChachamim. And he had no right to take Talmid HaChachamim to do this. And because he took Talmid HaChachamim to do this, therefore he got punished. And the Mefarshim Mikat said, Midah Keneged Midah. He made them move with their legs to carry the stones here and there. Therefore, Chola Esraglov. That was the Midah Keneged Midah in that as well. Shneimar. Vamelech Asa Hishmias Kol Yehuda. He mobilized all Yehuda. Einaki. Nobody was left out. My Einaki. I'm Rebuna Marav. I'm Lechasa Mechedra. I'm Kala Mechubasa. He even put Chsanim and Kalas. He mobilized them as well to do this work. Now, I don't know if the women slept or the women did other things, but everybody was called up for this, and that's why he got punished. Rashi. Zogdrashi Angariya Avedis Melech. Hishmias Kol Yehuda. His zikon, he gathered them. His zikon comes from a lotion of screaming, meaning he announced that they should come. But Yisus Avne Harama, they should carry the stones. I think Rama is a place. She Melech Yisrael Baina Le Krach, that the king of Yisrael was building around his city. The Vilti Teis Yaitzeba La'asa, to block Asa from being able to access. And then, for whatever reason, Basha was defeated, and now stones had to be moved. Chasun Shekasa Be'inoki Yilabesai. Rashi says, how do I know a Noki includes a Chasun? So Rashi says, because the word Noki is used in the Torah by Chasun, Noki Yilabesai. I'm sorry? And she said, "Objective, they go to war." Said the first year, "Naki Yilabesa."
Go ahead,
sure. Dr. Gemara, right? Tiv. By Yehud Shimshin Tumdas.
Is there a halach like when Midah Keneged is not used?
By the way, for those who didn't see me in the phone land, I shrugged my shoulders. I don't know. Why should it not be used? Hashem operates Midah Keneged Midah. Does that mean that a person can look at anything that happens and figure out the Midah Keneged Midah? I doubt it. I mean, I can't. But that doesn't mean that Hashem didn't do Midah Keneged Midah. Maybe you're not allowed to say, but I don't know. Yeah.
If Hashem wants to teach us this because of what you did, would be apparent.
No. Because you're right. If there would be Gilu Shechina and everything would be apparent to us, you'd never do an Avera in your life and you wouldn't have Bechira. If people saw the Gehenna in front of them, they wouldn't do an Avera. Again, if everybody... No. You're wrong. If the more a person is aware of, the less Bechira he has, in a certain sense. His Bechira changes to a different level because he's aware of consequences. So if a person would always see the Midah Keneged Midah, it would be a huge deterrent for sin, but also might take away the equilibrium that a person is supposed to have in this world of having both Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Yes, doctor.
I have a fair knowledge. I look at matrix mathematics and there is, we understand what we are designed to understand. Either. They're not. And I mean, just because we don't see something there doesn't mean it's not absolute.
Yeah. I didn't say anything different. Oh, Avram wanted to know, why doesn't the Rebbe Hashem Shabbatat? I said there's a lot of things he doesn't show us, and this is one of them. That's all.
He puts a hand in the pocket, pulls out a quarter instead of a nickel. That's a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, the Mark says an Erechon, yeah.
So how, where we have forgotten how we're meeting to get something from our money?
I don't know, man. Maybe. Okay. Maybe. I have no idea. I can't answer the question. That he went down to the city of Timnas, which seems to say that Timnas was not on a mountain, it was in a valley. By the story of Tamar and Yehuda, Tamar was told, your father-in-law is going up to Timnas. So is Timnas up or Timnas down? Timnas is there too. Yeah, Yehuda met Tamar in Timnas. I have no idea. We'll have to check it on the map. Tonight you could have asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky when he was alive, but he's not alive anymore, so I don't know if anybody else knows. He used to know where everything was, or at least say what he knows and say, never heard of this, doesn't know it. Again, I don't know. Amar Blazer, Shimshin Shin Nizgana Bob. Shimshin that got what the word Nizgana treated in a nice, it made a nice, inappropriate, I don't know what the word, let me go to say. Denigrated through it. Said by Yerida. It was a spiritual Yerida. Yehuda Shin is Alabah. Interesting. Yehuda, who through the story got his children and had kings, said by Aliyah. Right? So even though the story itself doesn't sound like an Aliyah, but it was an Aliyah. This is how Malchus Beis David comes out. That's why it says Ailutim Nasa. So the Torah is referring to it in its spiritual sense. Rashi.
Yehuda knew that he was going to be...
No, I didn't say that. Yehuda knew nothing.
Afterwards, we found out.
The Torah writes it this way. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Vayere Shimshin Timnasa, I'm the Timnas of Yerita. Siv Ayla Timnasa, I'm Aliyah. Shimshin Yehuda, Tavaya Be'et Yisrael Havit, the same city. Shin has got a bus, and that's me by Flishtim HaSuras Loi. Interesting Rashi, because we kept on saying, and we said it proved from the Farshim, that he was Megayer them. Here Rashi uses the word Asuras Loi. Now, you could say Rashi means they're Asa before Gerus. He went for them when they, you know, persuaded them or got them to be Megayer. But it is an interesting Rashi. Rashi does use the words Asuras Loi.
The theorem don't have any status.
No. Yehuda Nisa'ala Shemisham Naldu Peretz Yisrael Shemidu Malachim Neviim Yisrael. That's one answer. The Papa Amachadet him. I'm sorry. Shmuel Ben Achmei Namashnei Tim Noasai. There were two cities. Chana Bibiza V'Chana Aliyah. It's not the same city. The Papa Amachadet him Nahava. It's the middle of the mountain. Dasi Ma'agis Yerida. Dasi Ma'agis Aliyah. Depends which one you're coming from. If you're at the top of the mountain, you go down to Timnas. If you're at the bottom of the mountain, you go up to Timnas. Khan. Raduna by Barry Vishuka Dinar. So he gives you three examples of cities that are located in the middle of a mountain. You can go up or down. Rashi, these are cities in Babel, by the way. Raduna by Barry Vishuka Dinar. Rashi. Dasi Magisa Shaymi Shevas Bemta Shipuahar. It was in the middle of the slant of the mountain. Abala Maraisha Yarin, 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 these are examples of cities that are in the middle of the incline of the mountain.
Rashi said
they're made to spot,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. Not on these three cities. Rashi said that on Timnas.
Okay.
Batesha Bepesach Enayim. She sat. We translate in Chumash Pesach Enayim at the crossroads, I believe. But that's not. Pesach Enayim is an interesting way of saying crossroads. Literally means the door of the eyes. Amar Alexandri, this crossroads was located where Avram Avinu had set up shop. This is where she set up shop. People looked forward to getting to Avram Avinu's inn. This place, because he fed them, took care of them. So it was a place that everybody desired to go. And therefore, it was called Pesach Einayim, the door where all eyes looked forward to spend time as they were traveling. And she went in there. Now, it must be, again, my own deduction, that Timnas must be close to Be'er Sheva. Because Ayita Eishel Be'er Sheva, it says Be'er Sheva. And it's saying that she sat at Pesach Einayim when she heard that her father-in-law was going to Timnas. So I assume that Be'er Sheva and Timnas are not far away from each other, at least they're in the same region. What?
Went there from somewhere else.
That's what she went to find Yehuda. That Yehuda was, that's what it says. Rav Chanan, what? I said it's a cross. Rav Chanan Amar, Malkam Hushishma Einayim. She went to a place called Einayim, to the opening of the city of Einayim. Chedawayim et Tabuach V'Einam, which is similar. Shuben Achmedi Amar, that is not referring to a place. Shenasne Einayim L'Dvareha. She gave strength to her words. Einayim being used, an opening, a way in, meaning she explained to herself why she, a Yehuda, should have a relationship with her.
Culture.
What?
Analysis. Color. Like,
could be. Kishatava, Amar La Hashem and Nachrasat. When Yehuda meets her, he asks her, maybe you're an Ivan Aben Ezara. I don't have relationships with people who serve Aben Ezara. Amar La Giyarisani. I'm a Giyaris, meaning I believe in Hashem Echad. I am not an Ivan Aben Ezara. That doesn't mean she was Jewish. There were no Jews then. But she was Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach and did that. Now, maybe she did more also. I can't say. But when she says Giyaris Ani, she's not saying I stood in Har Sinai. It was Bi Har Sinai. What she's saying is I was Mekabel myself not to serve Aben Ezara. That's what Rashi says. Shema Eshesh Yisrat. Maybe you're a married lady. But she said, no, Penuyani. I'm a single lady. Shema Kibbo Bachaviyah Kedushin. Maybe your father married you off, and you don't know about it. Amrle Yisaymani. My father died when I was very, very young. He never married me off. Shema Tmeyat. Maybe you're Nida. Amrle Tahirani. No, I am not a Nida. Now, I'm not finished. The interesting thing is that he trusted her. That's the interesting thing. The Mefarshim are busy that the Gemara says a person is not believed to say they're a ger. Over here, he believed to say it's a ger, but the Gemara says that after Matan Torah, this is before Matan Torah, gerus was different. But it's interesting that nobody, I didn't see anybody ask. All the other questions she answered, and he believed her. So again, this is Min HaShemayim. This whole story was Min HaShemayim. So I'll just leave it at that. Because he asked her, maybe your marriage is a no, I'm not. Maybe she's lying. Maybe you're Tamei, no, I'm not. Maybe you're a bit of a Zohar, no, I'm not. Okay, so, again, Tamar was a very honest lady. She was in Tzvekas. She was going to be the mother of kings. I got it. But the fact that he trusted her is also Min HaShemayim, I think, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mitzabas L'Raisai, people used to look forward to spending time by Avraham Avinu's inn. Shai Regilim L'Skabel Shavallolim. V'Yichavim Aleim, and it was beloved of them. Shanaf Neinayim L'Torah, Dugma u'Pesach, an example and an opening, Heter of Heter, Nasna la'atzma, Shein Aver b'davar. She explained that there's no sin involved here. Yairisani, V'ein aven eskechavim, manal aven ezara. Achein eruelach, that I shouldn't be appropriate for you. Peruyani, Tarsu chaladam. Yisaymani, Sheisi k'tanab emisis avi, V'si'uni ach ami v'achai. I was once married, but it was my brother and my mother that married me, which is rabbinic. The ain is suing the air of Einan Klum, Lasser Allah Mashum Kalasai. The Trashi, she basically was telling him, you don't know I'm your daughter in law, but I am not your daughter in law, because my marriage to air of Einan was only rabbinic, was never biblical, so there was never an Isra of Kalasai on you.
Because
her mother or brother married her off when she was a Ktana. It's a rabbinic marriage. And she could walk out of those.
Her husband died.
According to this, she was not Shane's daughter, because some Rashi and Chumash says that she was Bita Shoshem. because if it's not Shishan LeYaakov, Kol Shnei Zivshar Shem. When Yaakov was 60, Shem died. But Yaakov Kor HaYetzim Meiv Esther. This is at least 50 years later. And she's saying that Erev Einan married me when I was a katana. Now, it's pretty hard that Yehuda would have children of Erev Einan who married a girl that's a katana that was born more than 60 years before. It doesn't work. More than 50 years before. So, obviously, this Chazal holds she was not Bita Shoshan. It's Machloikas. Some say she was. Some say she wasn't. The ones that say she was does not go along with this piece of Gemara that she said I was a katana. And my father never married me off. My mother married me off, which is rabbinic, and I could walk out of that. And therefore, or I walked out of that, and therefore I'm not your daughter-in-law. That's what Rashi's saying. I'm just reading Rashi. Many people can bring other Rashi's, some other words for can't, but this is Rashi saying in this Gemara. Rashi points out that this Gemara is a machloikas. Not everybody agrees to this Gemara.
Rabbi?
One second, I have three people asking questions at the same time. He had his hand up first, Dr. Schwab, yes.
In terms of trusting what you said, there is an address that you do push by. And so, one did not take that. There are also errors.
I know that, Medrash. Again, the Gemara is saying he asked her questions, and she answered them. Now, the Mephoshim ask, how did he believe her on Giyaris Hani? I didn't see anybody in the Gemara who not answered at the Malach forced them. Meaning they're saying he asked the question, accepted her answer. What they're saying is that the Medrash that said that the Malach pushed him is talking about the whole relationship to begin with, but not that he didn't, that therefore he accepted the answer. If that were the case, they wouldn't be asking that question. That's all I pointed out. Yes?
The other is, there's also there, who said that, or
there are none of
them. She met Yehuda. She was still a virgin.
Right.
Okay, so
that doesn't stop the fact that she was married.
Marriage is not consummated by the husband.
It's still a marriage. No, there's no such thing. Again, it's all wonderful. They died, so they're out of the picture. It's a machloika. The Gemara says, Tamar Basula, there is a Gemara. Yeah, is it not? Dr. Schwab did not make this up, it's a Chazal. I said, Dr. Schwab. Yes?
Bach Maisha. So she was a katana when he died?
Yes, that's what she's saying.
And then, so she didn't have to do it, or she didn't mean
it? She must have done mean if she's telling Yehuda, I'm not your daughter-in-law. Either that, or it's only a Drabonim, Rashi doesn't address that issue. What?
There was no Zika to Shayla.
Well, Yehuda thought there was. He just wasn't planning to do it. Obviously, Yehuda wasn't worried about it. He wasn't letting Shayla marry her. Pasuk says that. Yes, Harvey.
He's interested in the treif relationship, but he's asking all these questions to make sure she's kosher. What is going on here? Assuming he understood that he thought he was acting with his own bechira. Why is he asking all these questions about an inappropriate relationship he wants? He's trying to make this treif relationship as kosher as possible.
So let me reword. I expected this question. I expected it 100 times over. I got it. I can only try to answer you. I'll answer you on two different levels. First of all, as Dr. Schwab mentioned, there is a medrash. In fact, we're going to hit the Chazal, we're going to have this Gemara soon, that Yehuda lost the choice at this point, that he was forced to do this relationship from above. Now, I will try to explain it, either accept it or not. This is Yitzchak Margaret talking, based on things that I saw, but not that I can blame on anybody but myself. And that is, Tamar was Zaycha to be the mother of royalty, as the Gemara will explain. And Yehuda was Zaycha to Malchus, is mentioned many times. By Yehuda refusing to have Shayla marry Tamar, he was impeding the plan from above that Malchus come out of Yehuda and Tamar. Now, had Erev Einan been Tzadikim, maybe the Malchus would have come out from Erev Einan, Er or Einan, with Tamar, would have been through Yehuda. If Shayla would have married her, and things would have gone appropriate, then maybe the Malchus would have come out from Shelah, which is from Yehuda. But the fact that he's not giving her Shelah, and he's not, and she didn't get the Malchus of Meir Vainan, so the Rabbi Nishlam Kaviyahu intervened to make sure that this happens. And he did it this way. Now, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it this way is not for me to decide. But the Mekubalim have a whole Shtikul Torah here that I've heard many a time, but I can't really explain it, but when you don't understand something, you can't explain it. That Malchus Beis David comes about through a bunch of questionable acts throughout history. It's part of the way the Rabbi Nishlalim, I'm going to use this, does it in a way that there shouldn't be kitruk. There shouldn't be an attempt to stop it from happening. But whatever that means, I'll leave it out in the air, I don't know. But we'll just leave it there. And the other explanation is that a relationship between a single man and a single woman is not banned. There is no law in the Torah that says that a single man cannot have a relationship with a single woman one time. Now, if she becomes a zayna and she has it with many men, or he becomes a person that lives with many women, that might be a lav, machlokes. But one man with one woman one time, why call it preferred? No, I would not announce it now as preferred. But it's not. There's no lav in the Torah that the person transgressed. There's no such lav in the Torah. In our minds, it's an inappropriate act, and it should remain that way. We don't want to encourage anybody to do this. But in halacha, it's not a severe, it's not a transgression of any fair shalav. And we're dealing before Matan Torah. So he didn't do an aveira. It wasn't a treif that he kashered. It was not kosher. It was not, he kashered a thing that he was legally allowed to do and was encouraged and pushed from above to do it.
But Rabbi, as you are fond of saying, he's Yehuda. It may not have been an avera, but he's Yehuda.
Again, whatever I will tell you, that question is going to remain to a certain extent. If it's Rabbi Nishlam pushing him, it's because he's Yehuda.
Yeah, I mean, I understand your first answer. I understand that's the 10,000-foot view of that he doesn't have bechira. I understand what he's actually trying to do here is what I'm asking. He's trying to ascertain that this relationship is worthy of him somehow. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Meaning, his bechira was limited. Let's put it this way.
Okay.
He would not have lived with her if she was an Eved of Anizara. But the Malach who pushed him knew that. Meaning all those answers, the Rabbi Nishlam knew, Kaviyahu, before he asked the question. It satisfied Yehuda's desire to have to make sure that he's not committing a sin.
Okay.
He wasn't committing a sin. Now, why did he do it, even though it's not a sin, is that he lost a certain amount of Bechira.
Okay.
But he had to ascertain that what he's doing is not a sin. The Rabbi Nishim did not want him to do a sin, and he didn't know that the Rabbi Nishim was pushing him. Not like, okay,
that's
the
my point.
Yeah. I don't
know. Yeah, that's my point.
The Rabbi Nishim was pushing him. He just was overtaken with this want to do this, took away a certain amount of free choice, but did not take away the free choice of doing an Aveira. And he didn't do an Aveira.
And did Tamar know that what the ultimate generations-long result was going to be here? Did she know?
Tamar knew that this is what she has to do in order to have children from Yehuda. Now, whether she knew it meant Malchus, I can't answer that question. But she definitely was aware that there's something that has to happen here through you, and she wanted it to happen. She wanted to be the one that Yehuda has his children through. And again, the way Rashi learns, it's two machloikas, this is the machloikas. Rashi learns that there was no Isra Kalosai. The Ramban and Chumash learns that this was an act of Yibum. That before Matan Torah, you could do Yibum from a father-in-law to a daughter-in-law. All relatives were allowed to do Yibum. So the Ramban learns, she said, listen, Shayla is not marrying me. I need Yibum because I was married to Erev Einan, so I'm going to have Yehuda do Yibum. So it ended up being a Maisa Mitzvah of Yibum. That's how the Ramban explains it in the Chumash. Rashi does not explain it that way here. Rashi's saying, she said, I am not your daughter-in-law. She didn't tell him those words. What she meant to say is, I was never married to anybody biblically, which means I'm not also to you as a daughter-in-law.
Did she say this to Yehuda?
No. She did not. He asked her, are you married? She said no.
So why is Rabbi saying this?
Because Rashi does.
No, I'm saying. what I'm saying is, she's
trying to answer. How could she? I'm not married. But she was married, right? So she's saying, my father. I was married by my mother. My brother means nothing.
She's saying that to herself.
She's saying that. This is explaining to herself. Correct. Yes, she said my father died when I was a young girl.
He was
business
married
to No, he was not.
No,
you're mixing up two people, Chumash. Go back, take Avram Sefer, Ateres Avimi, and they'll explain to everything in Chumash.
And the Yibum business, Is the Raisa allowed?
Again, it is pre-Matan Torah.
I understand that.
So there's no Raisa allowed or not Raisa allowed. We talked that post-Matan Torah.
Yeah.
It was not banned, Dr. Ramban, in Chumash, because before the Inyan of Yibum, which was not a mitzvah before Matan Torah, it was never a command before Matan Torah, but the Shiftei Ka, who kept Torah, and Tamar, who kept Torah, would want to keep it. So at that point, it could be any relative. And therefore, what she was doing ended up being, this is Ramban. Rashi does not learn that way. I want to stress this. I'm not putting Ramban into Rashi. He's not. So Ramban says what was really happening was not a violation of living with a daughter-in-law, but the mitzvah of Yibum, correct. Now, not the mitzvah of Yibum the way we know it, but the concept of continuing the deceased neshama, which Yibum is, assuming the role of the deceased in this life, in this world. So now, Yehuda is taking over his children's goal in this world, and it becomes an extension of them as well, which we call Yibum, which was in the Torah limited to a husband's brother, and before that could have been any relative.
Question I really have is the Yaakov and I have a greater than Yehuda, in other words, they had a guy, before they got into Eretz Yisrael, that's Ramban Shita, yes, not everybody agrees, but yes, didn't apply, these Torah didn't apply to Yehuda, why, what Torah is, he did a mitzvah about the Yibum with the daughter-in-law, again,
before Matan Torah, that was the way Yibum was a mitzvah,
right.
It changed
Yaakov being married.
That's not a mitzvah. You're comparing apples and oranges. If the before, again, can a brother marry his brother's wife? For Yibum?
Yeah.
It's an erva.
It's not, no longer an erva.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is an erva.
It was an erva.
Why is it was an erva?
Because are you talking about a dead brother's wife?
Yeah.
It's no longer an erva.
Yes, it is. If you have children, it's an erva.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
The Torah made it a mitzvah. So the Torah took something that's Asher and turned it into a mitzvah. So before Matan Torah, the Torah took the Yisra of daughter-in-law and turned it into a mitzvah as well. That was the structure of that mitzvah before Matan Torah.
Well, that was kind of the Raisa level.
Again, it's before Matan Torah.
Because Yaakov had to live with the Raisa as well.
Going to Manchita, yes. And so did Yehuda. He did the mitzvah of Yibum. That was his deraisa. Yes, doctor.
Oh, my God. Number one, in terms of the question is, Mar Noble is what happened. As you yourself said not 5 minutes ago, there is a certain degree of knowledge which makes fear impossible. So it would seem to me, for whatever that's worth, completely obvious she did not know. Not only that, the Rabbanu Shalom, in the words of various people, always has a plan B. If something doesn't go one way, that's what, but there is definitely a reason. There is definitely a key to everyone and everything.
to your first point, I'm not going to respond. I'll let the Gemara do the response as we go along. To your second point, yeah, I agree.
And the other is that you do see somebody interested in the altar, right?
That she'd be able to sleep. Lush and Esho, he's an Esho, Netrikenu, it's an abbreviation, Achilas Nielavoyim. Shem Achilon Omaskon, Bakach Malava Aitan, and he escorted them. I was Makabal from Daily Yisrael. Okay? I'll even say who it was. The Sklana Rebbe, but not the Sklana Rebbe that was Nifter 5 years ago, but his father. That goes back into the 1970s. Stayed in our house in Baltimore. And when he left, my father was at work, wasn't there. So he told me, I remember I was 15 years old, he told me, walk behind the car. Because Eishel is Achil Ishtia Levoya, and if you don't do the Lamed, it's Eish.
Oh my God.
He told me. That's what he told me. So from then on, I learned the minhag that when my kids stay, when they come for half an hour, I don't do it, but when they come for days and they travel, I walk behind them because he taught me when I was 15 years, this happened when I was 15. He told me, I should know, that Eishel is Achil Ishtia Levoya, this Rashi. Some say Achil Ishtia Lina, so then you already Mekayim the Lamed Beidim. But he said it's Achil Ishtia Levoya, like Rashi said. And he said, you want to do Levoya, it shouldn't be H. Just take over.
Splendor that was here.
His father.
The one that was here.
His father.
This one, he never came.
Again, this is a father.
No.
I don't know what he did.
The one that came here was the father?
No, his father was the one that told it to me.
Wow.
His father. This is going back in the early 70s. I'll take that back. Going back in the 60s. I was younger than 15.
He's
yeah, he told me. I'm just telling you what it's like. All the cautions, you can write him a letter. I don't know. I'm telling you a story. You know, now you're asking what we call a kashan of Isa. This is what happened. He asked me to walk behind the car that he's leaving because of Eshel. This is what happened. Now, kashas you have, terutzim, you can write shtickle tyrant, that's not good thing. I can't answer those questions. This is what he told me. He was leaving the house. My father was at work. So he asked me, I was home, he asked me to do it. Vayita'ale, zakti gemar vayita. Bishlam, the man dam repartis, haidu duchse vayita. The man dam repundik, my vayita, how do you plant the house? The thing where that's not a problem, si vayita'ale apadnoi. It's a passing in the deal. Person built a tent. I don't know what ale apadnoi is. What does he translate it to mean? What?
Pitched the tent of his palace.
So it's vayita can be pitched. It doesn't have to mean planted. Rashi, Yitzhak Le'epadne, Pasuk U'Bedaniyo, Al Echad Mamlochim, referring to one of the kings. Interesting that Rashi just says Echad Mamlochim. It's not like Rashi didn't know who it was, but for some reason Rashi didn't think it was important to tell you.
The Chumash doesn't say Vayitin Alo.
Vayit Alo.
No, Vayish, her before him.
Vayit Alo.
It
doesn't say Vayita.
What's Vayit mean?
Turned, bent. Yita is planted.
No,
I'm sorry? Yeah, that's what I said. He wanted to prove Vayit always Vayita can be pitched. I said, Vayita is not Vayit, that's home. Don't take my back. I'm Rish Lakish. Vayikra Hashem B'Shem Shem B'Shem Hashem Kelaylam. Says Avraham Avinu called the name of Hashem the God of the world. Right? That is what happened at Eshel. Amr Eshlakish, I think of Ayikra, not that Avraham Avinu called, it was Ayakri. He made others people called. He taught other people to call the name of Hashem. Melamed Shehikri Avraham Avinu L'Shmai Shakarish Baruch Hu B'Pekalei B'Rishav. He put the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the mouth of every passerby. Ketzat. La'achah She'achlu B'Shasu after they ate and drank. Amdu L'Barchai. They wanted to thank Avraham Avinu for the wonderful scrumptious meal. Amr Levech, B'Shaliach Altav. You think it's my food? B'Shalakei Olam Achaltav. You ate Gerbein Islam's food. Haidu V'Shibchu U'Barchu L'Misha Amar V'Hayei Olam. So they thanked Hashem. The Ben Yehuda says the three lessons of praise connected the three brachos and Berachos Hamazon. That are derisive. Rashi, Vayakri lamed labiyas likra shem b'shem Hashem keleilam. Keitzev lachas shachlu v'shasu. V'shaloi ha ya'imdem mebarchai l'avram. They used to, they, from him, v'shaloi, ha ya'imdem mebarchai l'avram. V'ayimdem lam kibishli yachalkam. Period. Zag de gemar weiter. Vayirea Yehuda, we're talking about the story of Yehuda and Tamar.
Insincere benching.
Yeah, because I don't know how much they meant it.
Yeah, no, he says even though it's insincere, but
who's he quoting that from?
Eventually,
second house. Okay.
Meaning, eventually he thought that.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, I like to know 10 people that Avram was Megayer.
Because Avraham Avinu, they left. They weren't there. They didn't have his hashpa. We tried to talk about it. Look at my right. Yes. Yes. That's all. That's all they were going to do. Yehuda saw her. He thought she was a Zayna because she covered her face. In fact, the Gemara, she kisses the Penel, that's from the Zayna. Zionists uncover their face. They don't cover their face. Covering face is sneers, not a way to lure people. So why do you think she was a Zionist? Amar Rav Lezer, she kisses a panel at Beis Chamia. He never saw her before. She was his daughter-in-law. He never saw her because she kept her face covered in her father-in-law's house. So he didn't recognize her. How would he know what she looks like? Because she always covered her face. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yainis, Kol Kala Shitznua Bebeis Chamia, any Kala that's Snua, even in her father's house, Zaycha V'yaitzim Yimenu Melachim and Neviim, becomes the one that Neviim Melachim and Neviim come out of. Minalon, Mitamar. Now, the Ben Yonah speaks out, I mean, does everybody have Melachim? There are a lot of Sneasdika ladies that might even be Sneas in the Beis Chamia. Do they all have Melachim and Neviim? He said, no, but they have people in position of leadership.
Wow.
That's what it tells the Chayes today. They're going to have descendants that are in position of leadership. Now, he explains that, I think the Mashal makes explain this, I forgot who said this, that Malachim and Neviim keep the Yidden on the right track. So a woman that's sneeristic and behaves in the right track is Zaycha, that her descendants keep people on the right track.
Yeah, this is
Beis Chamia. Even the Beis Chamia.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
No,
what you're
saying is,
it's
they're all wrong now. No.
It doesn't mean anywhere else not. It's even the Beis Chamia. Nevi'im d'siv chazon Yishayahu. Ben Amos. Malachim midavid. I'm sorry, just to say Malachim midavid. What does he say? Amar Levi. So, Amatzi was a king, and his brother was Amatz. So she had Nevi'im, and Malachim, and we will continue tomorrow.